local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, the latest headlines, weather information, and traffic for you right here every weekday morning on Mobile Mornings, so let's keep it up. Time to check traffic with Kane, then Dr. Bill's got a forecast.
Good morning to the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. Sarah Lane Police Department confirms them and county officers working an accident with two vehicles at eastbound Highway 58 just west of I-65. So far through Mobile, we're looking good with no new wrecks in the roadways, light traffic from Daphne, Spanish Fort, and across the Bayway and the Causeway. Create lasting family holiday memories by traveling to the Gulf Coast premier Christmas Tree Farm. It's Fish River Trees, Christmas Tree Farm in Silver Hill. You love the live manger scene with animals? Santa Claus is there at 40 acres of trees. See them at fishrivertrees.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update brought to you by the Cart Doctor, selling new 2019 Yamaha and Star Street Legal carts, plus repairs, used carts, and rentals. The Cart Doctor at 5683 Highway 90 West in Theodore.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
We'll look for a few showers this morning, then becoming mostly sunny this afternoon with temperatures in the mid-60s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 30s. And then tomorrow, sunny with afternoon readings in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
If you were wondering how long it would take them to break out, the AAA says Thanksgiving travel busier than ever this season. I see it this morning. So they may have broken it out earlier in other markets, but now it is here. The AAA. So the story is, you know what would be great is just take the recording from last year and play it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's travel day, and things are going to be busy at the airports. Okay, so there you go. There's the AAA story. Yeah, same one every year.
Just wait till Christmas, Sean. It'll be busier than ever.
This Christmas season, busier than ever. Yes, because there's more of us going more places.
That's
true. There you go. So, all right. Speaking of the holidays, if you're hosting Thanksgiving and letting people stay with you, number one, I would suggest you get rid of the junk out of your house. Mm-hmm. And that's my buddy Trey Bennett, 1-800-GOT-JUNK. He could probably make an emergency call here in the last day or two before Thanksgiving. But you need to go online to 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com or pick up the phone and call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Get that appointment set today, tomorrow. Get him to come on by and get the junk out of your house so you can actually have a guest room for people to sleep in. And, you know, instead of having a junk room, you have a guest room. It's a nice addition. Plus, the junk's out of the way so people don't trip on the way of bringing the turkey to the table. Listen, 1-800-GOT-JUNK. You can make those junk issues go away very, very fast. Online, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. So give Trey a call. Also, I want to give you this list. If you're hosting Thanksgiving, got people staying at your house, here's the quarter. According to the survey that they did, because they're looking for surveys to do, they said, here are the top 10 things we do as Americans to prepare for holiday guests at our house. Number one, clean your house. Okay.
Very important.
Thank you. It's almost like it's going to be a busy travel day. 85% of respondents said they try to do it before we have guests. Plenty of food options on hand. That's number two with 69% of respondents. They said that might include a grocery store trip, Mrs.
But
Finley.
If you don't want them there, though, you'd have bare cupboards.
That's right.
Cupboards.
You want to run them out. That's
you'd say,
exactly.
We're on this new fast.
Yes. We're going to have here's some turkey foo or whatever.
I've got some saltines.
Tofurkey. Yeah.
Decluttering, number three, 58% say they declutter.
What's the difference in that and cleaning?
I think that's a worthwhile discussion because
you rearrange.
Decluttering is getting at least in my house, I say decluttering is getting y'all stuff off the floor so I can sweep or mop.
Okay.
Right? Decluttering gets the stuff off the floor. Cleaning is actually scrubbing and cleaning,
okay.
in my opinion.
Huh.
Number four, restock extra paper in the bathroom. Okay.
It's important for some families.
Number six, bake something like cookies or a pie, I guess. Light some scented candles. Why don't you just get scented candles that smell like cookies or pie?
Oh.
And then you have those going, then people walk around looking for the cookies or pie and they never find them.
You know, real estate agents, they do that. They light candles, right, when they stage the houses, mm-hmm. but they also will light candles that smell like the aroma of cookies or cake. And
people looking around for, like, where are those cookies?
And if you do that with the empty cupboards, then you're just asking for trouble.
You don't want somebody hangry on your call.
Right, when you're trying to get them to buy a house. All right, get your laundry done. 43% of respondents said that. That's number seven. Oh, come on. That's what closets are for. You can put it all in there. Brew some fresh coffee, 38%. And put out fresh flowers.
Oh.
I've been through this my whole life. And number 10, do last-minute home improvement projects. Might be something small like fixing a loose doorknob or changing a light bulb. Yeah, don't take on the bigger, like, Danny Litford projects, because if you do that and then you're like me, you end up making more work before you get better, and that's probably when company shows up.
You might want to get some of that crime scene tape, though, to put it, you know, in front of one of the closets. What, because if somebody opens that closet and all that pops out.
Right, and then it collapses on them. You have to send rescue team in there to extract
them.
Yeah,
so Trey should be on the, speed dial.
That's for sure. All right, some things to do before the guests show up this Thanksgiving. 12 minutes after 7 o'clock in time for headlines. Here's Kelly.
Thank you, Sean. Good morning. We now know the name of the man who died outside of a Mobile watering hole. Police confirmed 38-year-old Caleb Hopkins died outside of Boo Radley's, which is located on 276 Dolphin Street. This happened early Friday morning, just before 3 a.m. Mobile police were responding to a report of an assault. Police say Hopkins was punched in the face, fell backwards, and that caused serious head injuries. They found him in the street when they arrived. He was taken to a local hospital where he later died as a result of his injuries. No one has been charged thus far with his death, but the investigation remains ongoing at this hour. An inmate at the Elmore Correctional Facility in Elmore County has been stabbed to death. Happened on Sunday. Alabama Department of Corrections have identified the victim as 39-year-old James Lewis Kennedy. A stabbing happened during a 9 a.m. fight at the prison. Prison officials have identified the person who is called a suspect, 29-year-old Patrick Dean Smith. The circumstances, they say, that led to the stabbing, that remains under investigation at this hour. As for Kennedy, again, who is the victim, he was serving a life sentence for a 2004 first-degree burglary and attempted murder conviction in Henry County. And Smith, the suspect, is serving a life sentence for a 2012 second-degree assault conviction in Mobile County. Smith will now be charged with murder. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
We'll look for a few showers this morning, then becoming mostly sunny this afternoon with temperatures in the mid-60s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 30s, and then tomorrow, sunny with afternoon readings in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
For 20 years, locally owned and operated Pro Tent Window Tinting has been protecting Mobile area homes, businesses, and vehicles from damaging heat and sun rays. Pro Tent specializes in premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films and offers a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs. Blow out your window with a rock while mowing the lawn? It's covered. Angry ex put a golf club through your windshield? It's covered. Pro Tent Window Tinting. Like us on Facebook to check out our work. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Things are about to get more spirited in Baldwin County. Last night, the Spanish Fort City Council approved an ordinance for an entertainment district inside its new container park. So far, four venues have been approved to sell alcohol.
We didn't limit the size of the cups or things, so...
City Councilman J.R. Smith, the change will have to be approved by the state ABC board. The container park expected to open the first week of December. Authorities are looking for a person of interest in the beating death of a Fort Walton Beach woman. The victim is identified as 47-year-old Michelle Lemo. Her body was discovered by her roommate inside their trailer home on Union Street Sunday. Authorities want to question her boyfriend, 46-year-old Jared Skiles. They're also trying to locate Lemo's vehicle, a 2009 gray Honda Accord. Ford wants to get rid of that new car smell, at least in one part of the world. A senior director of J.D. Power tells the Detroit Free Press that some consumers in China don't like it. The car company filed a patent application for an odor removal process, which involves keeping the car in the sun to bake away the smell. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
This is a great time of the year for food, fun, and entertaining. If you're planning a wedding, after rehearsal, or a corporate event, well, you need to call Naaman's Catering. Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we've been serving the Gulf Coast for over 25 years with great food and unsurpassed service. So if you're planning a special event or just a good old backyard social, don't stress out. Just call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900 or look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com. Give us a like on Facebook and go Jack.
next. Begin your Christmas celebration early and find some unique gifts at the St. Lawrence Christmas Bazaar. Saturday and Sunday, December 1st and 2nd from 9 to 3, St. Lawrence Catholic Church, 370 South Section in Fairhope. Over 35 vendors with unique artwork, crafts, and antiques. Over 150 items in a silent auction, pictures, and a kids' workshop with Santa, and much more family fun. Don't miss it. St. Lawrence Church, 370 South Section, Fairhope, December 1st and 2nd, 9 to 3.
716 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday. Rain in the mix this morning and some cooler air coming in. Details from Dr. Bill coming up in just about 10 minutes. Right now, 56 at our studios and time for Auburn Sports Today. Speaking of Auburn, the Iron Bowl coverage starts at 11:30 right here at FM Talk 106.5 on Saturday. Auburn Sports Today brought to you by T. Batchelor & Son and Robertsdale Power Equipment.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
It is press conference day for Gus Malzahn ahead of the Iron Bowl. Senior linebacker Deshaun Davis is ready to go.
Down in the Mobile area, the Pritchard area where I'm from, it's a ton of Alabama fans. So, I've had bragging rights for, 365 days on that rivalry. Man, I love it, carry that over.
Saturday's game kicks just after 2:30 from Tuscaloosa. Now, a word from Alpha Insurance.
Finding a good song can be tricky, but finding affordable life insurance that fits your needs shouldn't be. From kids to retirees, Alpha offers a variety of life insurance products that can be used to cover debt, education costs, or other expenses. There's even a policy that gives you money back if you don't file a claim. Let Alpha design a plan that fits your needs and your budget. Find your local agent online at alphainsurance.com.
Auburn will dribble it out. Auburn will win in overtime. 88-79. Horace Spencer off the bench in overtime with Wiley and McMoore out of the game with fouls. He was the key here today late. And Auburn will advance to the winner's bracket.
It was a great win, a tremendous effort. We beat a really good basketball team. That's the bottom line.
Yep.
Those guys are going to win a lot of games. That game's going to be good for us. It's going to be good for the SEC. Guys, we got two more like that. That's the crazy thing is.
Rod Bramlett and Bruce Pearl wrap it up perfectly. Auburn and Duke play tonight. Coverage from Maui begins at 6:30. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
'Steel, a company built on real power. Tools built for real people. And dealers who deliver real service. Visit Robertsdale Power Equipment to see 'Steel's full line of lawn and garden products. 'Steel fuel-powered equipment is the number one selling brand in America. Give your yard cleanup a time-saving upgrade with a hard-working 'Steel blower. Right now, the BG50 handheld blower is just $139.95. Or try 'Steel's new Lightning battery system that delivers the power to do more on a single charge. Right now, get the new BGA45 battery-powered blower, only $129.95. Robertsdale Power Equipment is a full-line sales and service dealer for 'Steel products and warranty repair. They employ factory-certified service technicians qualified for every machine 'Steel makes and more. Why keep rebuying disposable big-box equipment? Upgrade to real quality and long-lasting performance with 'Steel. Visit Robertsdale Power Equipment, Highway 59 South, right at the split by the Catholic Church, or online at robertsdalepower.com. Real people, 'Steel people.
Established in 1985, T. Batchelor & Son has been a leader in the heating and cooling industry for over 30 years. Our team of professionals is trained to offer prompt, courteous service with your comfort and satisfaction being our ultimate goal. We offer a complete line of home comfort products that fit into any budget utilizing energy-efficient natural gas. To call the comfort people at T. Batchelor & Son today, 639-9234, where your family's comfort is our family's goal. See us on the web at tbachelorandson.com.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for.
Be aware of the new tax law changes that could affect you this year. One important change is to miscellaneous itemized deductions. Of those that have been lost for 2018 are reimbursed employee business expenses. For example, salespeople on a W-2 can no longer claim mileage, parking, tolls, office expenses, meals, and entertainment. entertainment, to name a few. Other miscellaneous itemized deductions lost for 2018 include tax preparation fees, estate planning fees, and investment management expenses. Investment expenses are those associated with income-producing activities that are not a business, such as property or real estate management. Of those that have been lost for 2018, clerical help, office rent, investment fees, legal and tax advice, and safety deposit box fees.
When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's BYERSCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
We'll look for a few showers this morning, then becoming mostly sunny this afternoon with temperatures in the mid-60s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 30s. And then tomorrow, sunny with afternoon readings in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Papa Murphy's understands your busy schedule. Control dinner on your schedule. No waiting for a greasy box of delivery pizza. Turn knob, get pizza. Choose a signature recipe or get creative with fresh meats and veggies. Pile on the pepperoni and cheese or go flat out gourmet. Add Papa Murphy's cookie dough and make it a meal. Seven locations, Airport Boulevard, Hillcrest at Cottage Hill, Daphne, Foley, Sims, and Government at Azalea. Fresh, easy, delicious. Papa Murphy's.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying it, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning from the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers not working any new accidents. Again, Saraland Police Department on the scene of an accident involving two vehicles on eastbound Highway 158 just west of I-65. It's been a good ride through Mobile and again over towards Eastern Shore with no major backups or delays. The City of Mobile's annual Lighting of the Tree has moved to Friday, November 30th from 5 to 8 p.m. in Mardi Gras Park. Enjoy live holiday music for the young and the young at the heart. Get all the details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
722 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Full breakdown of our forecast for today and a look forward through Thanksgiving and into Iron Bowl Saturday. Coming up with Dr. Bill just about 15 minutes from right now. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Sean. Good morning, everyone. Two people now behind bars for their believed connection in a recent shooting at a local car wash on Three Notch Road. Police arrested Tiffany Deanna Hodge. She's 23 years old. And Mobile Police also arrested Stephen Anthony Bush, 26 years old. That shooting happened at the Splash and Dash car wash back on Wednesday, November the 14th. The victim told police that he was approached by a woman that he did not know when another person, a male, started shooting. The suspects were later identified as the duo. Both were arrested Sunday, November the 18th. Police say the car the victim was driving had been reported stolen. More details are expected to be released in the coming days. Well, you know, you heard it here first. This is why you listen to Mobile Mornings. On Monday's edition, we told you Cliff Sims is coming out with a new book, but did you know he received a whopping $1 million advance for his 140,000-word book called Team of Vipers, My 500 Extraordinary Days in the Trump White House? Not only did we tell you about the book yesterday, but we have also let you in on the big secret. He is going to be a future guest on our show, thanks to Sean Sullivan and his friendship. Sims is described as an Alabama conservative blogger turned Trump official. As you may or may not know, he's the founder of Yellowhammer News. He took a leave of absence back in 2016 to assist with President Trump's presidential campaign and was later named assistant to the president and assistant communications director for the White House message strategy. So as for the book, it's available now for pre-order on Amazon. You can expect to purchase your hard copy in January. Sims left the White House back in May, reportedly to join the State Department, but that job never materialized. As for the book, there's a quote that says, after standing at Donald Trump's side on election night, Cliff Sims joined him in the West Wing, a special assistant to the president and director of White House message strategy. He soon found himself pulled into the president's inner circle as a confidant, an errand boy, an advisor, a punching bag, and a friend, sometimes all in the same conversation. Sims witnessed firsthand the infighting and leaking, the anger and the joy. And he took notes, hundreds of pages of notes in real time. So he joins the crew of those who have been at the White House White House who have penned some notable books, including author Sean Spicer and author Omarosa Manigault Newman. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, thank you, Kelly. 7:25, FM Talk 106.5. Yeah, we'll let you know when that book is, when the book's coming out January 29th. Hopefully somewhere mid-January, Cliff will come on and talk about that book. And trying to, I mean, he's going to do what all people write books do. He's going to try to sell some copies.
Yeah. That's
what he's gonna, I think he probably will sell a bunch of those. All right, and then this story out of Montgomery, mentioned this a little bit yesterday, just a quick mention of it during Midday Mobile. But this is a name. If you followed the Hubbard investigation, if you followed to some degree the discussion around Governor Bentley, maybe you remember the name of Matt Hart. Matt Hart, who is with Aaliyah, he's with the Attorney General's office. Matt Hart, who led a successful prosecution of former Alabama House Speaker Mike Hubbard, has now left the Alabama Attorney General's office as of yesterday. That was official. Montgomery Advertiser has a story. Mike Lewis, a spokesman for the Attorney General's office, said Attorney General Steve Marshall accepted Hart's resignation and thanked him for his service to the state. No further comment on that. An attempt to reach Hart on Monday was not immediately successful, and it was not immediately clear if Hart tendered his resignation or was asked for it. Oh, we're going to ask those questions today on the midday. We're rattling the phones up there in Montgomery. Hart led the, because this could just be a resignation, but there's a lot to this. Matt Hart was involved in a lot of high profile cases in the last 3 years on his on the investigation and prosecution side. He led the Office of Special Prosecutions in the Attorney General's office. He led the team that secured multiple felony ethics convictions against Hubbard in 2016, leading to Hubbard's removal from office. Matt Hart also worked on the prosecution of former Governor Robert Bentley. Now, you remember, he was head of the special prosecutions for Luther Strange and now for Steve Marshall. He's been there through both attorney generals. Hart also worked at the prosecution of the governor, former governor, who pled guilty. I know it's pleaded, but I'm one of the throwbacks. Mm-hmm. I will not say it. Who pled guilty to two misdemeanor campaign finance violations in April of 2017. The attorney general, quote from Mike Lewis, and Mike Lewis, who's been with us before, we know Mike, he's the spokesman for the AG's office. So the attorney general remains committed to the special prosecutions division and its mission. I don't know if there's a tell in that or not. As a federal prosecutor, Hart was also involved in prosecuting corruption scandals surrounding Jefferson County and the state's two-year college system. Remember that big investigation? Well, that was Matt Hart as well. He was appointed head of the Office of Special Prosecutions in 2013 to oversee the investigation of Hubbard, one of the most powerful figures in Alabama state government, and his use of his office. Overseeing a Lee County grand jury became a subject of intense speculation in Montgomery. Hart indicted Hubbard on 23 counts of felony ethics charges. Y'all remember that? That was Matt Hart. Accusing the speaker of using his office to secure jobs or investments or his for his consulting companies. Now, Hubbard, who still maintains his innocence, fought back, accusing then-Alabama Attorney General Luther Strange of targeting him for political reasons and alleging that Hart had leaked information from the grand jury. The motions led to pretrial battles lasting over a year. Ends up, you know, of course, the state and Matt Hart were victorious in those cases. But Matt Hart involved in some of the highest profile stories out of Montgomery we've had in the last 7 or 8 years. He resigned yesterday. So we'll find out more about that and talk about it on the midday show today. Let's talk about our forecast. That's what Dr. Bill's got for us. Thanksgiving forecast, Iron Bowl forecast, and everything in between. That's all on the way next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The FBI is now involved in the investigation into a cruise ship death of a Baldwin County woman, the victim, 52-year-old Alma Rosa Tenorio of Spanish Fort. She and her husband were on a Princess cruise line to Aruba. Tenorio fell 14 stories from a deck onto a lifeboat. Witnesses reportedly saw Tenorio struggling with a man on the deck right before she fell. Officials in Aruba say Tenorio's husband is not considered a suspect. A preliminary hearing for 24-year-old Patrick Johnson set for today. Johnson is charged with the murder of Justin Mooney, a City of Mobile Mobile Public Works employee. Mooney was shot and killed in his mother's driveway on Raven Drive October 20th. 18-year-old Miles Cables is also charged in that case. Cables will be in court today as well. A man is in the Okaloosa County Jail charged with the stabbing death of a teenager. Deputies say 22-year-old Kevin Ordonez Garcia killed the mother of his 16-month-old son Sunday night. It happened in Destin. 17-year-old Gabriela Espinel Linez died after being stabbed near her front door. The toddler was found unharmed. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Wrap up savings at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Matching rebates up to $400 on all Browning Pro Steel safes in stock. The right Browning safe at the right price till December 31st at Mike Ward's. Just look for the giant yellow safe at I-65 and Moffitt in Mobile. Waiting to buy a Liberty safe from Ward's? Well, now's the time to purchase with 0% interest for 18 months with approved credit. Take advantage of this offer through December 31st. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, I-65 and Moffitt Road. Just look for the giant yellow safe.
The Trump administration cannot refuse asylum to immigrants crossing illegally into the U.S. from Mexico. That's the ruling of a federal judge after hearing arguments in San Francisco. This, as the Pentagon says, it expects to start sending home soon some of the 6,000 troops sent to the border in October. The confirmed death toll in Northern California's wildfire has now reached 79, and in the southern part of the state, around Los Angeles, the Woolsey Fire continues to burn. Jim Roop reports the coming rain is causing worry about mudslides there.
Residents are nervous about the now barren hillsides. There's already a warning issued before the rain comes to watch for falling debris along certain roadways and canyons. The soil is that unstable due to the hillsides stripped of vegetation from the fire. There's also a flood warning, even if a light amount of rain results, says L.A. County Fire Captain Tony Imbrenda.
Got extreme risk of mud and debris flows even with very small rainfall.
Pre-market stock trading showing steep losses across the boards an hour before the opening bell. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. The board of French carmaker Renault today will discuss temporarily replacing chairman and CEO Carlos Ghosn while he remains in detention in Japan over alleged financial misconduct at alliance partner Nissan. Nissan has moved to oust Ghosn as its chairman this week after an investigation found evidence of serious financial misconduct leading to his arrest in Tokyo. The French government, Renault's biggest shareholder, called for an interim management structure to be put in place. Vacation rental company Airbnb says it's removing its listings in Israeli settlements in the West Bank. The company says it will take down some 200 listings in Israeli settlements that are at the core of the dispute between the Israelis and Palestinians. Most of the international community views the settlements as illegal. Crude oil down 15 cents at $57.05 a barrel on Wall Street, futures pointing to broad losses again after stocks tumbled yesterday. That's Your Money Now.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years.
He was in big trouble.
We're going to take your house, garnish your pay.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm, and rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau.
I don't owe the IRS anymore. It was because of Optima Tax.
Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-682-9964. 800-682-9964.
Optima Tax Relief.
For details, visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Veterans receiving health care services from the Department of Veterans Affairs Gulf Coast Veterans Healthcare System can now get their flu shots. Shots are available at the Biloxi VA Medical Center from 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, in Mobile's VA Clinic Monday through Friday 8 to 8:30, and in Pensacola at the Joint Ambulatory Care Center from 9 to 1 Monday through Friday. You're also encouraged to ask for a flu shot anytime you have a scheduled appointment.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, kind of a wet start here on this Tuesday. Walk us through the today and the rest of the week.
Yeah, we have a few light showers now moving through the area, and it's associated with a cold front. That front should be through here in the next couple of hours, and we'll start to see clearing skies this afternoon. Should become mostly sunny. And today's temperature around 65 degrees, a little cooler than yesterday. We got up to 71. Now, tonight, we'll feel the effects of that weather front because we'll see readings in the upper 30s for tomorrow morning under mostly clear skies. Then tomorrow should be a beautiful day on the cool side. Tomorrow's sunny at about 62 degrees. That's almost 10 degrees below normal. Looking ahead to the rest of the week, for Thursday, for Thanksgiving, mostly sunny and a high of 62, so a nice dry and cool day for Thanksgiving. But then the clouds come in Thursday night and Friday, a good chance for rain, and that's because a low-pressure system will move out of Texas and right along the Gulf Coast. And so we'll have kind of a cool rain with temperatures in the upper 60s. The rain will stay with us Friday night, should move out early Saturday. Saturday should be partly cloudy, high of 72. And it looks pretty good for Sunday. A few showers are possible, but it'll be partly cloudy and a high of 72 degrees. So the weekend should be mild, but in between, we've got a rainy day, and that's going to be Friday.
All right, so we do look good for Thanksgiving, and we do look good for Iron Bowl Saturday, most important.
Right. It does look good for Saturday. It should be partly cloudy for the game, and temperatures in the 60s.
All right. We can see the end of hurricane season 2018 now from where we sit. What are we looking at? Anything in the tropics now? And anything you see, you think we're finished for the year?
Yeah, it looks pretty good. There's nothing brewing right now in the tropics. We're starting to see some of the mid-latitude conditions moving into the tropics and stronger winds aloft. And right now it doesn't look like there's any activity. And I think we're pretty much at the end.
All right. And one other kind of macro weather question for you, Dr. Bill. This winter, you know, you're talking about it's been rainy here lately and cold, although it stayed hot for quite a while. Are we looking at a cooler than average winter, warmer, rainier, drier? Is there anything like in the general sense, not day to day, but general sense for this winter?
Well, so far, it looks like we may be a little bit cooler than normal. And we're off to a pretty good start with the cold wave that we just experienced. And right now, expecting some bitter cold weather over the Northeast over the next couple of days. So winter has sort of started earlier in the eastern half of the nation.
All right. We'll keep an eye on it through your eyes, Dr. Bill, and check back with you soon.
Okay, Sean.
All right. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, exclusively right here at FM Talk 106.5. We'll check the ride in with Kane next.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we talk reverse mentoring with a national leader in the concept. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hello, Tom Beaudry here. I'm a retired Coast Guard Command Mass Chief and a disabled veteran. I am your veteran and military real estate professional. Call me today at 251-367-0575, and thank you for your service.
Mark DeBergen and Kayla Flayton both work for Pershing Advisor Solutions out of Jersey City, New Jersey. Mark has been in the financial services profession for 30 years and has written seminal books on the topic. Kayla is a millennial and new to the profession. And Kayla is mentoring Mark. You heard that right. It's called reverse mentoring, and it drives recruiting, retention, and engagement from both parties. Mark was initially skeptical but has become a champion because of how much he's learned from Kayla. Learn more Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Good morning for the Pits and Tons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. Seeing the delays now from the Bankhead Tunnel traveling into the downtown area. Tree down at Old Shell and Upham, still moving it out of the roadway. It's been there for about 30 minutes, but no new wrecks in the roadways. Traffic starting to build from Airport Cody, also as you're traveling from Schillinger Road and Three Notch, but again, no major backups or delays. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, offering you the Spring Hill Advantage. Your trade-in value and out-the-door pricing in 30 minutes or less, with no cost, two-year, 25,000-mile maintenance at springhilltoyota.com. I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Right. at 740 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. I don't want to detract from headlines here with this hard-hitting news, but I did see this just flash across my screen here. Hot new trend.
What?
For this holiday season for Christmas.
Yes.
Last year, I know we heard decorating your beard with the ornaments.
Yeah.
If you had a big ZZ Top beard, you put the ornaments in it. Now, they're making tiny Christmas lights that are battery-powered that you can... adorn your beard with small like LEDs so they don't get too hot, Christmas lights, and then clip them in, and then you battery power them, and then you walk around with the, see the pictures here, y'all, with the decorated beard.
And headlines next week, beards lighting on fire
right, everywhere.
It'll be one of those stories. Yes, I don't know what happened. It must have been a faulty battery when my beard caught on fire. But yes, so if you got a beard big enough that you want to decorate it and show it off, you don't just have the option of those little ornaments. Uh-huh. You can now go with lights too.
From a hygiene standpoint, I'm just going to say, make sure you wash your face before you put your lights.
Put the lights on. Okay.
I'm just
hot trends. I'm just trying to keep you up to date with what's trending.
Is that
out there.
Why you cut your beard? Because
I didn't want to have to decorate it. The budget wasn't there for buying the decorations.
Somebody in studio has a beard, though. Yeah, maybe so. He'll do it.
We'll have to have him grow it out longer before we can decorate it.
Yeah.
All right, 7:41. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
All right, here's a headline many people are talking about online. An NFL star's family involved in a squabble ends in a shooting at a trailer park in Baldwin County Sunday afternoon. One person is in critical condition at this hour after a shootout involving relatives of Atlanta wide receiver, because I don't do sports, Dalton, you do sports. What's the wide receiver's name?
Julio Jones.
Okay, because I don't want anybody thinking I'm saying it's him. These are relatives. Keep that in mind. So Monday, Baldwin County Sheriff Hoss Mack confirmed that all four people were taken to the hospital, each suffering from gunshot wounds. Okay, you got to keep up with me on this one. Jermaine Dickerson, Tamarius Dickerson, and Royald Jones all went to the Magnolia Springs residence of Jalen Baker, and they confronted him at gunpoint. Baker was shot in the stomach, while the three others were also injured after Baker's roommate returned fire. So Jermaine and Tamarius are brothers, and Julio Jones is their cousin. Baker is a half-brother to the Dickersons. Guns and a small amount of marijuana were also recovered at the scene, and about 30 rounds fired during that shootout. That's according to Sheriff Mack. He says at this time, no arrests have been made, but charges will be brought eventually and could include attempted murder if Baker dies. That would be then the murder charge. Tamarius Dickerson, Jones, and Baker were all taken to USA Medical Center here in Mobile. Again, all three were believed to be in critical condition, but Dickerson and Jones are now stable. Jermaine Dickerson was taken to South Baldwin Regional Medical Center in Foley and was later released. A motive for the shooting has not yet been released. This investigation is still ongoing. Whew. Okay. We now have more information into a fatal car crash, which happened last week, and the victim has been identified as 60-year-old Alan Ray Schlevy. According to Alabama State Troopers, he was injured back on November 9th when his vehicle went off the road on Quimby Drive and hit a utility pole. He was not wearing his seatbelt. He was taken to University Hospital, and he died 1 week later on Sunday, November the 18th. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right. By the way, too, this would be something normally we would address in the 8 o'clock hour, but I think real quickly here, we'll address Lisa's text here. Lisa says, question, why is Julio Jones critical to the story? I believe it's completely unfair to name him. Okay, so we've talked about this, Lisa. Fair question. Because the nature of news stories, when they're is somebody of note that's related. I mean, okay, let's take it to this. If it was family members of Jimmy Buffett, if it was family members of
Tim Cook,
Congressman Bradley Byrne, Jeff Sessions, people from around here, if there was, then the story would, it would be just the nature of how news is reported. That's how it's done. There's a link made to it to say these, by the way, are, it's just something that happened. So I understand the question, but it is not without precedent that stories are done this way.
And I think it's very important that
nobody's accusing Julio Jones of anything.
Lisa, correct?
Yes.
Whomever you're watching or listening to when they give you your news update, it's imperative as a professional that they let you know that he didn't do anything.
Right.
But, and we're not making the news, but it's our job to report the news and let you know what's happening in your community. And no matter what side you are, from a sports standpoint, a political standpoint, entertainment standpoint, when someone is a noted celebrity, a noted personality, someone that is in the news, that's part of what you sign up for.
Yeah,
is your family's connected
to what it is you're doing, good, bad, or indifferent. And, hey, here's the deal. Julio Jones is not the only one who has family squabbles.
Yeah, but, I mean, and we're, you know, nowhere in there has it been said that Julio had anything to do with it.
He's kind of busy playing football somewhere,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he was being a pretty top-notch guy. So,
exactly.
So, yeah, there's not that. But I think it's a fair question from Lisa, and that's what, you know, most news agencies would never address it. They would just sweep. But I want to address it and talk about it, and I appreciate the text.
Yeah, the only thing Julio is guilty of was playing football as this happened, because they were playing against the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday when this shooting happened. He was scoring touchdowns.
See, there we go. Fair assessment.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just think it's one of those deals that whenever someone has a job in which it's notable and you're doing, he's doing all the right things. But unfortunately, when you're in the limelight, that includes your family and sometimes your second, third, fourth cousins and people who say they're your cousins.
There we go. All right. 7:45. We're coming right back.
This is Rona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Things are about to get more spirited in Baldwin County. Last night, the Spanish Fort City Council approved an ordinance for an entertainment district inside its new container park. So far, four venues have been approved to sell alcohol.
We didn't limit the size of the cups or things. So,
City Councilman J.R. Smith, the change will have to be approved by the state ABC board. The container park expected to open the first week of December. Authorities are looking for a person of interest in the beating death of a Fort Walton Beach woman. The victim is identified as 47-year-old Michelle Lemo. Her body was discovered by her roommate inside their trailer home on Union Street Sunday. Authorities want to question her boyfriend, 46-year-old Jared Skiles. They're also trying to locate Lemo's vehicle, a 2009 gray Honda Accord. Ford wants to get rid of that new car smell, at least in one part of the world. A senior director of J.D. Power tells the Detroit Free Press that some consumers in China don't like it. The car company filed a patent application for an odor removal process, which involves keeping the car in the sun to bake away the smell. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Joined again by my buddy Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscape. And it's time to get prepping, you were telling me the other day. Prepping for what?
Well, really lawn care. If you want a good lawn next season, next spring, maybe you're not happy with it this summer, now's the time to be planning for a good lawn next year.
You mean things we're doing now make a difference come spring?
Yeah, just like if you want to have a good day tomorrow, it starts with a good meal and a good night's rest. You'd really want to be thinking about aeration or getting a soil sample and seeing if you need to apply lime, maybe liquid aeration, maybe winterization with a fertilizer, or just cleaning up winter weeds. Those things are coming too.
Yeah, so things we do now in the fall make a big difference come spring.
Huge difference.
And I bet you have a list of those things for us you could roll out. You offered a few of them there. If we want more on that list or more information, how do we get in touch with you?
Just find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
7:48 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. On Monday Night Football, two of the top teams in the league, the Los Angeles Rams and the Kansas City Chiefs, met in Los Angeles, and the game became an instant classic. The Rams ended up winning the offensive shootout 54-51 in a game that wound up being the highest scoring game in Monday Night Football history. Chiefs are the first team in NFL history to score 50 or more points and lose the game, and the 105 combined points was the third highest total ever for an NFL game. Rams tight end and former South Alabama Jaguar Gerald Everett was the unlikely hero. Everett scored the Rams' final two touchdowns, with all three of his catches coming in the fourth quarter. Here's Everett's final touchdown, the game winner, with a minute 50 to play.
Goff on first down.
That was a 40-yard touchdown pass down the right sideline where Everett just flat-out beat his man. And before last night, Everett had only three fourth-quarter catches in his first 26 career games. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes may have lost, but he became the first player to throw six touchdown passes in a Monday night game. He now leads the entire league with 37 touchdown passes this season. He threw for 478 yards, topping LA's Jared Goff, who threw for 413. Chiefs wide receiver Tyreek Hill topped all receivers with 215 yards and hauled hauled in two touchdowns. He became the first Kansas City player with 200 yards receiving since 1990. The winning coach of the LA Rams, Sean McVay, said that it was one of the most competitive games that he's ever been a part of.
It was one of the most, you know, competitive games I've been a part of since I've been coaching in this league. You know, you talk about back and forth and a lot of points, but, you know, a lot of it was a representation. A couple defensive touchdowns for us. They had a defensive touchdown. So I thought it was really just a competitive game with a lot of high caliber football in all three phases.
The Rams are now 10-1 after the win last night. Chiefs record drops to 9-2. The Auburn basketball team is in Hawaii for the Maui Invitational this week. Yesterday, the Tigers tipped off the tournament against Xavier and won 88-79 in overtime. Tonight, Auburn will have their biggest test of the young season when they face the first-ranked Duke Blue Devils. Duke smashed San Diego State 90-64 in their first-round game in Maui. The number 8 Tigers and number 1 Blue Devils tip off tonight at 7 p.m., and the game will air on ESPN. The South Alabama Jaguars basketball team hosted Southeast Missouri State last night, and the Jags came away with the win 79-58. Roderick Sykes led the team with 30 points. He knocked down 6 three-pointers, and the Jags have a big one on Friday night when they head to Texas A&M to take on the Aggies. 7:51 now, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
And reminder, too, even though the road work is askew and a mess out there on Florida, they are still open and serving great food at Butch Cassidy's. Do like so many people right now are doing. Make sure you go in and say hi to Roy and the whole crew at Butch Cassidy. 7:52, coming right back.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell and North Florida Street.
Good morning for the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. We do have an accident off St. Stephen's Road right off of Craft Highway. It's going to be in the middle of the roadway. Wreckers are on the scene. Light traffic so far. Lighter than usual traffic thanks to schools being out all week in Mobile Baldwin County. You can tell, especially across the Bayway and the Causeway. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs with insurance assistance. See them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
We'll look for a few showers this morning, then becoming mostly sunny this afternoon with temperatures in the mid-60s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 30s. And then tomorrow, sunny with afternoon readings in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
Hear that? That's the sound of trust, also known as the love song of a finely tuned Caterpillar engine. A sound that can get a working man's blood pumping each morning and let him sleep like a baby every night. Because he knows that Cat machine's gonna work, do its magnificent thing. It's what allows a small business to play big and helps a hard working man keep the promises he's made to his customers and to himself. Trust, it doesn't happen overnight. It can and should take time to earn. At Thompson Tractor, we've been at it for over 60 years. With industry-leading product selection, service, and commitment. The kind you'd expect from a company that's been around. We know what you're up against. We understand your dreams. After all, we started out small ourselves. So if you want to win your customers' trust, get yourself a partner you can trust. Like Thompson Tractor. Get 0% financing for 60 months on select new Cat machines. Offer good through January 31st. Visit ThompsonCat.com for details.
754 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. By the way, too, you can always catch up on the top stories of the day on our website at FMTalk1065.com under Three Big Things, or you can do even better and listen to Kelly Finley with headlines.
I like that. Thank you. Is that because I just posted that picture, our vest picture?
Oh, the vest picture is up? All right. I have to check out the vest picture as we are a sleeveless Tuesday around here.
There it is. Right there. Boom. All in your grill. Okay, here's the question this morning. Are you team peas or team carrots? A pair of turkeys from South Dakota are headed to the White House today for the annual Thanksgiving pardoning. The turkeys are named peas and carrots. I have to say, though, side note, they really don't have anything on our turkeys here, right?
No. I mean,
we have some sound, don't you?
Yeah.
Governor Ivey's.
Yeah, you want to talk about our turkeys versus their turkeys?
Yeah. I mean, now these turkeys are quite husky. Let me tell you about Peas.
Okay.
Peas weighs 39 pounds, born back on June 28th, and according to his White House bio, likes Brad Paisley music, popcorn, and ice fishing. His favorite pastime, watching airplanes. His life's goal is to learn how to fly. As for you just got that. As go ahead, Doug.
At 39 pounds, he should have been called Butterbean, not Peas.
Aww. Well, then there's Carrots, though, weighing in at a hefty 41 pounds. He is a fan of Elvis, M&M's, yoga, and snow skiing.
Of course he is.
Of course. His life's ambition, to meet the Virginia Tech Hokey Bird. Because, well, it's a turkey. President Trump is set to pardon the turkeys today, saving them from the nearest Thanksgiving dinner table at a Rose Garden ceremony today. So they were taking votes as to which team you were on. So after this, the birds will then go to Gobbler's Rest, a facility at Virginia Tech in Blacksburg, Virginia. Did you know U.S. presidents have been gifting turkeys since 1850, with the birds serving as symbols of good cheer and patriotism? So there you have. So those are those turkeys.
Our turkeys?
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper.
What's that?
No step too high for a high-stepper.
There you go.
That just makes me smile. We need that. You can never get enough laughs
no,
when you talk turkeys.
No, high-stepping turkeys, for
high
sure.
High-stepping turkey. I'm surprised you didn't play that one song, but I digress. Now, here's a story you told everybody about earlier this morning, Sean. Bay Minette Police Department, they are selling limited edition plush toys to raise money for their canine units. Cost of the toys, $20. It will go to the canine fund. There's only 100 available. They're stuffed animals. You can purchase them by calling 251-580-1619. Stuffed animals are 8 inches tall, and they're made to look like BMPD's canine officer, Harko. Each toy features a badge hanging from Harko's collar and a sweet police vest. Go figure. Today is Tuesday, wear your vest day.
That's right.
This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, thank you. I get that plush animal so I can tell the kids, you better come out of there or I'm going to send the dog in.